Welcome to episode 17.2, everyone. On a Thursday? Lucky you.
We are trying to get back on our regular schedule, so you get some bonus listening this week. Since we just did an episode a few days ago, you can probably just assume the announcements are the same.
Yep. You know, Gen Con, other cool projects. Insert fun banter here.
And now, a review. This review is from D. Kane from the United States of America on iTunes. It is titled, "This Show, Man. This really is the best. Character Evolution cast can stand on its own. The episode with James D'Amato should be required cited in the introduction of the PHB 6E. I've picked up almost all of the live plays they've had on as guests. The others I was already listening to."
Aw.
Wow. That's really good.
That's really nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, D-Kane.
I would love to be cited in the introduction of the PHB for the 6th edition. I would also like the 6th edition to include more rules for kissing and shopping.
Uh-huh. I agree.
And doing this blood magic.
Okay, yep. Mostly on the same page there, but that's okay.
Hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Hey, I would like it included just for you, Amelia.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I would like rules on how to just be the nicest. Just kidding, that's called lawful good.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, with all that out of the way, here's the episode. Yep. Where I'm just the nicest.
You are just the nice. Oh, it is such an adorable episode.
You guys, so. I really did. I tried really hard.
Uh-huh. All right. Enjoy. Last time on Character Creation Cast, we had Megan and Charlotte with us from Tabletop Potluck to create some super adorable characters for Mouse Guard. We were right in the middle of that process, so we'll pick right up where we left off. Enjoy!
Alright, I'm all set on Wises.
Alright, it looks like our next one is Guard Resources, which again looks like it's based on your rank. So, I get a 1.
Looks like I get 2.
Yep.
Get 4. I'm rich. Rich.
So this is how resourceful you are with your possessions.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, it makes sense that I'd be resourceful then. Mm-hmm. Hunting and all that GM.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's the guard's pay plus how resourceful and clever the mouse is with their possessions and material goods. Cool. I'm learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all this stuff is easy because it's like, oh, it's just a number. Yeah. Okay. Done.
Yep. Okay, guard circles. The circle's ability represents how well connected your character is. Cool.
Which, again, it looks like goes off your rank.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
Circles. 1.
2.
3!
Yay!
Ooh, mouse traits.
Yeah, the next pick is basically just a quality you were born with, and the first rank of it gives you plus 1 die once per session in a situation where you think it's useful to the task at hand.
Hmm. Okay.
So you can pick a trait that you already have or choose a new one out of this big list of traits.
I think I'm jaded.
I can see that.
I think I've seen some stuff in my life. War is heck.
War never changes.
War has changed.
I'm trying to decide between curious or determined.
Mm.
I like that fat is one of them. That's so cute.
Curious is fun, I will tell you.
Determined is also fun.
Yeah. Both of those are really easy ones to put into finding a situation for.
I think I'm going to go with curious.
Excellent.
I'm very tempted to take lost.
As the I really like that. Like, what if we're like not even the section of the guard that you're supposed to be with?
Uh-huh. We're like the C team.
You're just like out scouting and you lost your way back and you bumped into this other
other little crew. Is it I'm lost. I know I'm lost and I can use that to my advantage to find my way. I think
what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Ryan? You can't just say words.
I can say words.
That's so good.
They don't have
lost
to make sense.
Specifically bad with directions.
Yeah.
Which would be hilarious.
It would be. All right. I'm going with lost because that's interesting.
I'm going to go with wolf's snout because I think I'm always sniffing for nice smells.
Yeah, new ingredients for your recipes. Yeah.
I love it.
Got to find some mushrooms to put in your baked goods.
It's beautiful.
All right.
Oh, we get something for tender paws only next.
Yeah, ooh. Something all that right. you something Yay. You learned and inherited from your parents.
Aww.
Which apparently you forget by the time you're done being a tender paw.
Yep. Absolutely.
At that point, you're way too much nurture over nature.
Uh-huh.
I am going to go with natural bearings because my parents are cartographers.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And these are traits, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even see that one on the previous list. That's okay. I'm sticking with it.
You got the fun one.
Uh-huh.
And then I, as a patrol leader, also get to pick one more from a slightly different list, I think.
Oh, yeah. You are on...
Even more jaded.
Yeah, double jaded.
That sounds like a very bad, like, 90s video game.
Get nocturnal.
I do like nocturnal.
Yeah. Okay, so
get nocturnal because you're an insomniac now because of everything you've seen.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, patrol leaders and guard captains.
I just have these like hollow eyes.
You have weasel nightmares.
Almost certainly. I think scarred would be fun, but I think at the end of the day, I'm compassionate.
Aww.
Despite it all.
Oh, next is Amelia's favorite part. Uh-huh.
I saw that, and I thought the same thing.
But I found my book, so I'm going to grab my book real quick.
But they've got examples. Ooh, she's getting her name book.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We need some medieval flair for these names.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty
sure. Some 1153 flair.
I'm pretty sure there's a section in there for medieval style names.
I'm a sucker for medieval names. I don't know why. I think they're so cool.
I am going to name my adorable little mouse Magdalena.
Oh, that's cute.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, no. See, the hardest part for me is always deciding what gender my character is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know, but then I picked a name that I liked, so now I think it's, I think they're a lady.
All right. I am going with Tander.
Aw.
Tander?
Tander.
Tander.
Tander. Ah. Tander with a T.
Oh my gosh. You're like one of my mouse's mom's names because I went ahead because names are usually the first thing I think of. So I skip ahead and then I'm like, all right, there's a section for this later. My mouse is going to be Duncan.
Oh, Duncan.
Duncan. That's nice. Good. Like Duncan Donuts.
That's a good mouse name.
Do you make donuts?
Yes.
Nice.
The baker.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I think my mouse will be Wilmot.
Wilmot.
Oh,
I like
which
it.
Is the feminine version of William.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's antiquated, that's for sure.
What?
People don't really name their kids Wilmot.
Could have sworn I had two coworkers named Wilmot. Right? If we all have names, I believe the next step is fur color.
Fur color.
Well, I haven't named my parents.
Oh, that's later. That's actually after.
Right after fur color.
Well, but I already have the name book open. Oh, okay. So it seems like we might as well do parent
names. We can do that.
That's valid.
Okay, fine.
It's okay. We can do that. We can jump around a little bit. I'm sure it's fine.
Anarchy. Pure anarchy.
And David Peterson won't be mad at us if we jump around.
Oh, my gosh. The example in this book for parents' names, Chris names his folks Ma and Pa Twistwood.
Love it.
Do we need last names? Oh, no.
It's fine.
I tend to go with the, like, you've got a name, and then your, like, last name is of Ivydale.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Du Copperwood.
I'm going to name my parents Nicholas and Esther.
Nice.
I think my mouse has two moms, and their names are Clove and Lily.
My Aww. Mouse has two moms. Same podcast, same. Mine.
Nice. We're on that wavelength.
Mine's names are Florencine and Tandy.
Nice.
Nice.
Tandy passed away, though.
Aww. That's really sad.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. They're older.
All right. Lily is going to be one of my parents.
One of our parents has the same name.
Oh. Were they the same people? No.
I mean, they could be. We could be step siblings.
Oh, that's true.
Half do siblings.
It. Do it. Let's
do it. Or.
All right.
Do you want to be step siblings or full siblings?
Well, you guys are from different cities, right?
Well, technically, yeah.
So probably step siblings.
Yeah, we'll do step siblings then.
Fine, fine.
I love it.
Yay, step siblings.
Okay, now we can choose our fur colors.
I don't have a father name.
Well, you need to pick your mentor names and your senior artisan's names, too. And your enemy.
And your friend. And your friend.
Yeah. Amelia's it's like, this game's no fun anymore.
This game, I don't like this game anymore. It's too many.
That's, they have a handy-dandy list in the book. That's why
I know, it they works. Do. I am going to name my senior artisan, Garrow.
Garrow. I dig it.
All right. My father's name is going to be Gamleon.
I like that a lot.
Ooh. Yeah.
And who was my mentor? Which one of you is my mentor?
Oh, me. Wilmot.
Wilmot.
All right. My senior artisan's name is Sarah for Sarah Angel from the Magic the Gathering card game.
Oh, yes.
My senior artisan's Rantak.
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 Nice.
I think my senior artisan is Thurston.
Thurston.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Comes from the random list in the back of the book, baby.
That's where I'm picking mine from.
Yep.
I'm like, this list only has like a couple dozen names. I can easily choose from this if I pretend all other names don't exist. Okay, mentor.
See, I'm sad because I kind of wanted Charlotte's to also have been my mentor, but they say that if you're a guard mouse, then for a PC to be your mentor, they have to have the old fur trait. And I'm like, mean.
That is mean.
But to be fair, we're not playing this game. So
hey, we can do whatever we want.
Don't twist the rule.
You know, that's a suggested rule. And we have now said it does say that, but we're not going to do that.
I'm going to do it. How do you spell your name?
W-I-L-M-O-T.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So I was your mentor?
You were my mentor.
Amazing.
I don't care.
You can be young. You can be
a guard mouse. I was. I put myself as 19, so I've only been a guard mouse for like a year.
You just graduated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm 22.
Nice.
I'm 15.
Little baby.
Baby mouse.
All right.
I think my mentor's name is Nolan.
North?
Okay, my mentor's name is Sylvia.
Sylvia. I've always loved that name.
It is a really nice name.
Now, do we want to go back to fur color? It's a very simple choice.
I mean, we probably should. We did skip over it entirely.
I think a brown is very common, then blonde and gray. But black and white and red, I think, are also options.
Yeah.
I think red is rare.
Red is rare.
You know, we're all PCs. We can be whatever color we want to be.
I'm going to go with light brown.
Mm-hmm. Chartreuse. No.
Interesting.
Probably the worst color for a mouse. That's trying to scout ahead.
Duncan's going to be chestnut brown with a white spot on his belly.
Aw, cute.
No. I wonder if I could get away with being edgy and be a piebald mouse.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Because I say so.
I'm just black with white spots.
Aw.
Yes. Edgy.
Okay, so I want to be light brown, but I want to have one little dark brown spot on my left ear.
Yes, go for it. I approve of this.
All right. I'm going to be black furred with all my feet are full white.
I was going to say,
little boots.
It was so weird. I was like, he's going to have bootsies.
Yep.
And then you said that, and I was like, I'm a mind reader. Give me that trait.
Uh-huh.
Ryan-wise.
because Mimosa's name is Tander, and they probably used to call him Tanderfoot.
Oh. I love it.
That's adorable. Tanderpaw.
Does anybody have any friends?
Yes.
I have no friends. No. Yeah, that's our next step, isn't it?
What?
Mm-hmm. Who's a friend of
mine? Well, considering Duncan was listed as my friend for my character Ginny in our Mouse Guard run, Ginny has to be listed as his friend.
Good. I approve of this. The crossover potential. The most ambitious crossover event of the century.
Megan. Ex-Megan.
I feel like I just want to name a friend Brimble, because that just feels like an adorable mouse name.
Yeah.
Brimble.
Okay, so if Lily is our shared parent, who is your other parent's name?
My other parent's name is Clove.
Clove. Are they still alive?
I think both of them are still alive.
Okay, Clove is my friend.
Oh, nice.
What a good family.
Wait, so what's your other parent's name?
My other parent's name is Gamleon.
Gamleon's my enemy.
Oh. You are an edgy child.
Oh, no.
Who's like 60 years old.
No, I'll put them down as my friend as well.
Nice.
And what was your character's name?
Tander.
Tander. Parent. What's their profession? I guess I can make it up, can't I? Uh-huh.
What?
I'll say they're a miller. No, wait. What was your parents?
My parents were cartographers.
Cartographers? Yep. Cartographer.
What were your parents?
Harvesters.
Harvester.
Oh, man. Look at this modern family getting along.
What's Clo's hometown?
Elmas.
Elmas.
Same as me.
Cool. And I'm going to say Gamleon hails from my hometown of Port Sumac.
Excellent.
Okay. I'm really bad with names. What is your character's?
Wilmot.
Wilmot. How can I forget that one?
Wilmot. Kind of like Mott's applesauce.
Okay. Okay. It's also a city in Wisconsin.
What is Wilmot?
Wilmot.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh. I think we competed against them in academic decathlon.
Interesting. We have a Wilmette near us.
Yeah.
Probably comes from the same root.
Okay. I want to flesh out these backgrounds a little bit. I'm my artisan and mentor hometowns. I mean, is that a thing that we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely something you can do.
Technically, isn't that part of our discussion episode, though?
What? No, I don't
probably.
Think so.
Probably.
When we talk about, like...
That's talking about how... Yeah. Well...
Oh, I guess we create backgrounds, but we also have our fan fiction section.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I guess. Think it's more something that you would flesh out with the GM.
Oh, okay.
If there was
one. We're all the GMs here.
Did our Tenderpaw friend have a friend?
Yes, Brimble. Brimble is a potter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love them.
How do they know Brimble?
They grew up together. They were BFFs.
Good.
All right, so my senior artisan, Sarah, who is a healer, is from Elmas.
Oh, and we're neighbors.
Yeah, and Sylvia, Pathfinder, is from Lockhaven.
Makes sense.
Awesome. So we've got friends. We've got all the other stuff.
Do we have enemies?
Now we need an enemy.
Oh, dun dun dun. You can decide if your
character has. So I made myself an enemy.
Oh, yeah?
I did. I made an enemy named Jasper. Who is another Tenderpaw that, like, we were supposed to be working together on something, and I messed up, and then I made Jasper look bad, and now Jasper doesn't like me.
Oh.
I know.
Poor Jasper.
Jasper's holding a grudge, and it's really rude.
Get better, Jasper.
I
love it.
I think that my enemy is Antonius, who I was betrothed to, but I ended it. So we'll say ex-fiance.
Ex-fiance.
He didn't take it very well.
I'm going to say that they are also my enemy.
Ooh.
Because I kind of saw
you. You got my back, brother.
Yeah. Kind of saw you as family, and I don't want that bad vibes around at all. And he didn't care for my attitude.
I love families. I approve of this. This is quite good.
Awesome. What was his name again?
Antonius.
Antonius.
Let's go kick his butt.
Yeah. How do you spell that one?
I wrote it down in a way that I'm not sure is correct, but I had it A-N-T-O-N-I-U-S.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
Ah, yay.
What is Antonius?
Good question. A guy. A merchant or something? I don't know.
I missed that.
Got garbled. Oh, maybe like a merchant or something?
Oh, a merchant. Ooh.
A sales mouse.
Sales mouse.
Sales mouse.
A door-to-door sales mouse.
Door-to-door sales. Oh, what is...
Mouse Avon.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Would we say manipulator then? For the profession?
What is it called? Oh my gosh. What's it called in the game? What's the scam artist one? Why am I blanking on this?
Let's take a look here.
Megan, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm just going to Google search mouse guard professions. No. Oh, whatever. We can say he's a sailor.
A sailor?
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
Because then you would know him climbing around Port Sumac.
Yeah, he's probably from Port Sumac.
Probably.
Duncan's enemy is going to be Mean Joe.
That Mean Joe. He sure is a mean one.
It might not be his real name, but that's what Duncan knows him as. His profession is jerk. Oh. His description is meanie face and bully.
I think I see the picture.
Is this like a recent bully or is this like carried over from kindergarten and you're still mad?
Oh, he is my childhood bully.
Mean Joe. He's actually like an upstanding citizen nowadays.
And we all know at his core, he's still Mean Joe.
Yep.
He's just trying to make up for it.
Like, he's always really nice to you, but you're like still super salty about it.
Two-faced.
Look at him being all nice, trying to be all nice.
Trust him. Y'all get to pick a cloak color.
We do indeed. This is one of my favorite parts.
I do not.
Womp womp. Oh, you don't? No.
No, tender paws don't get
sad
cloaks.
We have to be cold.
Dark.
It would be technically up to Charlotte's character in play to come up with a time to give a cloak with specific color
when you
to the tender paw.
That sounds like
which is never
sounds like a very fun role playing possibility.
Yeah, I love playing with tender paws. I was a tender paw the last time I played, and it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
I had a little handkerchief that I tied around my neck.
Yeah, you did.
To pretend it was a cloak. Yeah.
So cute.
All right.
Trevor's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
So Tander is going with a dark teal cloak.
Ooh, I like
why?
That.
Why? Because it's my favorite color. But also it represents, okay, lore-wise, represents the sea and deep horizons.
Nice.
Ooh.
Ooh, maybe there's little, like, star constellations on the cloak, too.
Ooh, yeah.
Like for that. Navigation purposes. I think Wilmot has a dark forest green cloak.
Why? This is my job.
Why? Because she is a resourceful hunter. Green of the woods.
Nice.
Duncan is going to have a golden brown cloak. Because
wait, Megan, why?
Because no matter what, it's obvious that the main love in Duncan's life is a perfectly baked bit of bread when it's got that beautiful golden brown.
Oh, nice. The nice, delicious crust.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
You guys, I found some colored pencils and I'm coloring my baby mouse.
Oh, nice.
Aww.
Yes.
I can't do that on the computer.
Yeah, no. Take that, nerds.
Curse technology.
All right, so that's all the cloaks.
All right, what's next? First mission.
So the next thing isn't really something that is necessary. So you stop and you discuss what's going on in the game and like what your mission's going to be. I've known a lot of GMs who skip that because they kind of want to keep it a surprise.
Okay.
So it's not completely necessary. And if they do that, then they'll just wait to do the belief, goal, and instinct in play. But I think we can kind of just do a generic belief, goal, and instinct for our mice, mm-hmm. just in general, without having a mission in mind.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, definitely at least a belief and an instinct. If we skip out on goal, that is more understandable. Because a goal is normally more mission-specific.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, so a belief for your character based on how he lives his role in the guard. An overarching ethical or moral stance. Mm. Oof, that's a...
It's one to think about.
Yeah, no small task there.
The example here is, I'll build a good name for the Mouse Guard.
Yeah, I think another example that's given that's actually from the comic is, it's not what you fight, it's what you fight for.
My heart.
Yeah.
I cry.
Okay, I gotta find the beliefs. Ah, here we go. What drives your character is what my character sheet says should go here.
Yep, not a goal, but an ideal to live up to.
Uh-huh.
So I think my little buddy wants to uphold the reputation of the Mouse Guard. They want to be a good example of those that came before.
Ooh, that's good. Set a good example from those that came before and for those who come after. Cover all your bases.
My belief is family, first and always.
Hmm. I think mine is a cautious mouse is better than a dead mouse.
Ooh. Mine is, my companions will leave my side with a full belly and a wide smile.
All right, yeah, so it looks like goal we can skip. And instinct. How does your character react? What has your guard mouse been trained to do? And write an instinct for your character. Interesting.
Yeah, so this might be something like, I always go in guns blazing. Or, I always stop to ask a question first.
I just want to say, I always try my best.
Mine's going... Oh, no. Do yours, please.
Okay. I always have my bow knocked at the slightest hint of trouble.
I'm going to go with, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Which is phrased more like a belief, but I like the meaning.
I went with, remember my training, it will serve me well. Because my instinct is, I have no idea where I am.
Oh, right. Look at these adorable little babies we made.
Yes, I think we are almost done, except for just making our gear, I think. That's the only thing that's left.
Yep.
Amazing.
So what weapon does your mouse carry? Common choices include a shield, knife, sword, staff, spear, hook, and line, halberd, sling, and bow. Ooh.
I think I carry a bow and arrow and a knife, keeping it simple and hunty.
I'm going to say a staff and a net.
Cool. I'm going to go with a bow and arrow and a staff.
I want to say a shield and a well-stocked traveling pack.
Wise decision.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Any other tools or devices? Okay, so I guess other things I should go with is probably like... writing devices?
I'm going to have an Able Skeever pan.
I have no idea what that is.
They're like the little tiny round pancakes. Like fluffy, small filled pancakes. Oh, nice. Oh man, I want Able Skeevers.
So I got a writing kit and paper for doing cartography. Not the greatest, but still cartography.
What else do I want? I think I carry a pipe with me.
Hmm.
I'm going to have... like a little Robin Hood hat.
Adorable.
Oh, super cute.
I have no idea what those are called, so I'm just calling it a Robin Hood hat.
Now I'm incredibly curious as to what that is actually called.
Yep, same.
Look at medieval hats.
This is what Google's for.
Because it's not like a tricorn hat.
No.
What hat does Robin Hood wear? Woodman's hat?
Bicocket?
In French, it is called
a... It might be a bicocket.
Chapeau à bec du. It's not du, it's du to its resemblance. The hat was originally worn by nobles and royalty, and later by the rising merchant class. Yeah, bicocket.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's often decorated with feathers, jewels, and other ornaments. That's really interesting that Robin Hood took that style for himself as he robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. Very symbolic. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bicocket.
I love it.
All right. I have a little bicocket. Because I will have no idea what that means, I'm going to put in parentheses Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Oh, now I like the idea of having a wimple.
Oh, that's super cute.
Yeah.
So the guard patrol is the rest of everybody, right? All of our characters? I should probably have done that as we were creating these
things. I know, right?
Oh, goodness. So you're, Wilmot's a patrol leader.
Yep.
And your patrol.
He's a hunter.
Hunter. Okay.
Green cloak.
That's me.
Okay. Who else do we have?
We have Duncan.
Duncan.
Who's a guard mouse.
What's your patrol specialty? Chef? Cook?
Yeah.
Baker?
The baker.
Baker.
The baker.
The light brown cloak.
Oh, I guess I should remember my ward's name, huh?
Yeah.
Is that me?
My protege. Yeah. My pupil.
It's true.
What was it? Oh my God.
Magdalena.
Magdalena. Thank you. I was stuck on Wilhelmina.
No. That'd be very cute.
Tenderpaw? Is that what it's called?
Yep. Okay.
And what is Magdalena's patrol specialty?
Ooh. Do I have one?
Oh.
I don't think you do.
No, you don't.
I said scout to be.
What was Magdalena's cloak color?
None. No None. Cloak.
Oh, that's right. Sad.
She'll get there. I know. She'll earn it one day.
Okay. So we've got them. And then my character, if anybody's writing that down and hasn't yet, mm-hmm. Tander with a dark teal cloak. With a patrol specialty of Pathfinder.
The Lost Pathfinder.
Yes, the Lost Pathfinder.
I love it.
Sounds like a...
That's some prophecy stuff right uh-huh. there. You know?
Not all those who wander are lost.
Ooh.
And not all who are lost wander, I guess.
Yeah. We have friends or rivals. Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird because there isn't like a... spot for your friend and rival?
On the character sheet that I linked to you, there's like little check boxes on the right hand side.
Yeah, yeah. But like that's under guard. Oh no, it's yeah, down there too.
Patrol. I have a slightly different character sheet that has everything written, except for Wises.
Oh, you don't have Wises?
I don't have a spot for Wises. What? But I have a spot for like friend and enemy and stuff.
Okay, yeah, we've got friend and enemy here too for the contacts.
I'll probably download that version and put everything in that version, just everything.
It's nice. Yeah, that'd be nice. Too. I like this version.
This is really nice.
I wish that I had this when I was playing Mouse Guard.
Oh, it's pretty. It's
pretty.
And for everybody listening out there, we'll go ahead and make these versions of the sheets available too. There and a link probably to the thread that I got these from to awesome. Give proper credit to the creator of these sheets.
Yay.
I'm sure it's in very, very tiny print on the side, but, you know, I can't read that sideways.
And basically, now that we have our stuff, you just need to give yourself one fate point and one persona point, and that's character creation.
Oh. That's Mouse Guard character creation.
We did it.
Wasn't so bad, huh?
No, we made people.
It was, we made people, and I made a good people,
you
Ryan.
Did. I'm very proud of you.
I love this sweet little tender paw. Uh-huh.
I know. You're very cute.
Uh-huh. So there's like no backstabby tendencies.
I know. I really went outside the box, Ryan.
But you know, there's always adding yet to that sentence.
I don't know. I don't see this sweet baby.
A lot can happen on the roads in the mouse territories. Yeah. So
I've seen some bad stuff out there.
Yeah.
This tender paw is no longer tender.
No, they're adorable. They
And we'll keep it that way. Yep. I will protect this child with my life. I swear to you. Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think that we really need to talk about how they met because they're in the Mouse Guard. So that's how they met. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of created their backgrounds as part of this character creation. So I think that's that. Yeah,
that's everything.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We did it.
Yay.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for joining us for character creation in Mouse Guard.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Charlotte, do you want to go ahead and remind people where they can find you online?
Can do. You can find me on Twitter at TheCornBreb with a B because I love cornbread. But it was taken, so Cornbreb with a B is my Twitter handle. You can find me playing a bunch of different characters. You can find me playing a Tenderpaw Mouse Guard at Tabletop Potluck. And that's about it for me.
And Megan, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at tabletop_Megan, and you can also listen to me at Tabletop Potluck.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us, and thank you to everyone for listening. Please join us again next week for our discussion episode.
Character Creation Cast is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network and can be found online at www.charactercreationcast.com. Head to the website to get more information on our hosts, this show, and even our press kit. Character Creation Cast can also be found on Twitter at @creationcast or on our Discord server at discord.charactercreationcast.com. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan Bolter, and I can be found on Twitter at @LordNeptune or online at LordNeptune.com. Our other host, Amelia Antrim, can be found on Twitter at @GingerReckoning. Music for this episode is used with a Creative Commons license or with permission from the podcast they originated from. Further information can be found within the show notes. Our main theme music is Hero Remix by Steve Combs and is used with a Creative Commons license. This podcast is owned by us under Creative Commons. This episode was edited by Ryan Bolter. Further information for the game systems used and today's guests can be found in the show notes. If you'd like to leave us a rating or review, we have links to various review platforms out there, including Apple Podcasts, in our show notes. Also, check the show notes for links to our other projects. Thanks for joining us. And remember, we find that the best part of any role-playing game is character creation. So go out there and create some amazing people. We will see you next time.
Now we gotta read some show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs.
Show blurbs. Character Creation Cast is hosted by the One Shot Podcast Network. If you enjoyed our show, visit oneshotpodcast.com, where you'll find other great shows like Campaign.
Campaign is an actual play podcast exploring long-form role-playing. The current campaign, Skyjacks, takes place in an original setting inspired by the music of the Decemberists, folktales, and classic adventure fiction. Join Liz Anderson, John Patrick Cohen, Tyler Davis, Johnny O'Mara, and Game Master James D'Amato as they tell a tale of daring sky pirates. Also, it's basically an elaborate retelling of Weekend at Bernie's. Just search for Campaign or James D'Amato on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.